Well, today we have joining us by phone, Darren Jones. He's superintendent of AHSTW Schools. Darren, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Appreciate the opportunity to talk today, so thanks for calling.
Yeah, well, we wanted to visit a little bit about what's going on right now and what's going to happen here in the near future with AHSTW Schools. A little bit of an outbreak of COVID-19 late last week caused some disruption, obviously, in some of the extracurricular schedules and things immediately, but now this week also with the school schedules as well, and I know you're struggling a little bit with this too. So can you kind of give us an update of where we are?
Yeah, you know, we have been doing really well. Things have gone well. We started school on August 20th, and you know, kids were doing great, and we had no cases. And then it was a week ago Sunday that we had our first cases presented to us, and we did our tracing, and we did everything that we were required to do, and you know, we thought we were going to be, okay. But as the week progressed, we had a few more cases turn positive. And, you know, with those additional positive cases, our tracing numbers rose. And we just got to a situation where we needed to make a decision on what was best for us and our kids and staff at this time. So, late in the day on Thursday, we were still working through some tracing pieces, and it just led us to the understanding that we really couldn't participate in any events on Thursday night. So we canceled those events and subsequently canceled all events through the weekend. It's not where we want to be. You know, things were going really well. It's just we've hit kind of a little blip on the radar right now, and we're going to do our best to get through this and bring kids back and staff back in an efficient manner and safe.
Yeah, well, you know, as far as the extracurricular activities go, you know, it's homecoming season. Everybody looks forward to a lot of the events and sort of happenings around all of that kind of stuff, but we kind of learned from last spring, sometimes you just have to be a little disappointed and be patient.
Yeah, you know, it's unfortunate because you never want to take opportunities away, and you want to do them on time if possible. But we did find out last year that, you know, we did have to make some accommodations and time changes on specific events. So, you know, we're going to find a way to do homecoming. It probably won't be this during this football season. But we will. We're definitely going to do our best to make sure that our kids get the experience.
Well, it's you know, it's a tough circumstance to have to go through. But you and your staff, I'm sure, just like every other school district around the area, spent tremendous amount of hours putting together plans and backup plans and backup plans to the backup plans, just in case something happened. A lot of time spent on all this, and now I guess it's kind of paid off.
Yeah, you know, I'm very thankful for all the work that our administrative team and our custodial staff and our teachers have put in, because, you know, we're a one-to-one building, and that's going to allow us to do some things through video conferencing for classes. Schedules and everything are, if they weren't sent out late last night, they will be sent out here shortly within the day. And that'll help our kids understand what their schedules will look like throughout this week. So, yeah, it's obviously something you had to plan for, but you hope you never needed. We're at a point where we need this, and we're going to do our best.
Sure. So you're transitioning now to online, to the remote learning then?
We are. On Saturday, I met with the school board, and we moved to professional development day, which will be determined later, because we will fill, today was supposed to be a school day, and we will take this school day and put it on one of our in-service days, either in January, February, or April. So we'll make this school day up within the confines of the school year, but today's an additional professional development day for our teachers. So that they can be prepared for students tomorrow in a virtual setting.
Sure.
We're going to move in this manner for at least 1 week We can do that based on the attendance rules set forth by the Department of Education in the state of Iowa. School districts have the opportunity to make sure that all students receive at least half of their learning in the building over a two-week period of time. So since we were completely in the building last week, we can go completely virtual this week. And it just gives us an opportunity to, kind of keep kids away from each other for a while. We can monitor the quarantine dates, so when we can get everybody back. And then also we can, just try to ensure the health and safety of those students who are ill as well. Because I'm sure it's not a fun place to be.
No, I'm sure it's not. So the transition to virtual learning like that, pretty seamless then for you?
Well, let's hope so, right? We have things in place, and we've had students attending virtually, even though we've been in person. So, our teachers have been, I think they've gotten used to really teaching in that virtual world. So now it's just going to be with all students. And so I'm anticipating a smooth transition. I know our staff works extremely hard and prides themselves in what they do, and I appreciate all of their efforts in making this a positive experience for our students.
Yeah, it's, and it's one of those things, too, the very name of the school, AHSTW. You've got several communities involved in the school district, so, it's a bit spread out. So, you've got to be careful in all directions.
Yeah, we just want to make sure that, we're doing the best we can to provide a safe environment and, for all of our communities and all of our students. So.
Yeah. Well, you can't control what happens when folks are outside the school, but inside have been trying to do your best. And now, so what happens also in the building? I assume there's a lot of work for the maintenance staff to do now. There's probably a lot of scrubbing and disinfecting and all that stuff before kids and teachers and staff get back into the buildings.
Our custodial staff has done a great job this entire school year. We limit access to the building. At this point in time, we haven't allowed any outside people to use the building. No elementary youth practices or anything else like that. So that it gives our staff time to clean at the end of each day, and they've done a tremendous job. So I appreciate them more than I can say. They're there today. They're working on just continuing to clean and make sure that when we are able to come back, that we're able to do so in a healthy manner.
Sure. Now, Darren, you say when you are able to come back. What's the criteria for that?
What we're really going to take a look at is where our numbers go. Right now, our cases rose to 10. And our tracing numbers are over 100. So right now we've taken advantage of the 50% rule for education at this time. I submitted the application to the state for extended time if we need it. So the good thing is if the state approves our application, we would have access to virtual learning for an additional 2 weeks. Now, if we need those 2 weeks, we won't know. But one of the things that we want to make sure is that we can give a little bit of time so that students who have been deemed to be primarily exposed have some time to make sure that symptoms don't show up, right? And we'll continue to talk with public health to make sure that we know what those return dates are. And when we can bring our students back in a safe manner and in a manner that, gives us the majority of our students back and of those students who are out now, gives us a majority of them back, we'll look to revisit rejoining the building. So
sure.
We just need to see our numbers reduce.
Sure.
And if we can get those reduced, then we'll rejoin our building in person.
You bet. In the meantime, I suppose the school board members are all on standby for emergency meetings.
Yeah, they were great this week, this weekend, and we're able to meet on Saturday. And once we know more about our application from the state, we'll get back together and you know, we'll make a decision later in this week for how we proceed into next week.
Very good. Well, Darren, thank you for the time here today. I know this hasn't been easy for you either. Nothing more important for an individual than their health. So stay safe, stay healthy, and we hope to have everybody back together again soon.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your time.